OTB's Mount Rushmore. 32 counties, one county representative choosing their sporting Mount Rushmore. Some decisions are easy.
And I was seeing teachers who had never expressed any emotion whatsoever lose their mind when Sonny was running in that home straight, trying to catch that bald spot.
Others are controversial.
Mayo's greatest celebrity fan now helps him earn his place on Mayo's Mount Rushmore is Kevin Kilbane.
Join the debate across all our social channels at Off the Ball.
George O'Connor, 17 summers in purple and gold.
And catch the live decision-making over the next few months on OTB AM, live every weekday at 7.30 a.m. on OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Right, time for us to turn our attention to the NFL, where Patrick Mahomes has, in the last 24 hours, agreed a life-changing contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. Mike Carlson is with us this morning. Mike, it was never really a question about Patrick Mahomes becoming the richest American footballer in history. It was kind of the scale of the deal that we were hanging out to see that the Kansas City Chiefs would do with Mahomes, and it turns out it's a big one.
big is the word for it. We were thinking, since the biggest deal before had been Andrew Luck's, which was a total of about $140 million, everyone was figuring that Mahomes was going to come in somewhere in the $200 million range. And you would have thought that would have been at around 5 years. But I think more important than the size, the overall size of the contract, is the length of it. A 10-year deal in the NFL is incredible. It's the kind of thing you get every now and again in baseball, but not many other places. You know, Mike Trout's got a 10-year deal for about four and a quarter, as you'd say. And Alex Rodriguez years ago busted the bank with a 10-year deal for $25 million. And 10-year deals that are fully guaranteed are really dangerous. And an awful lot of Mahomes' deal is fully guaranteed, will be. Guaranteed.
That's the thing here, isn't it? Somebody pointed out that it was exactly 10 years ago that Sam Bradford was signing his rookie contract, and you think, well, quite a lot has changed in the game since then, and quite a lot's going to change over the next 10 years. But essentially, they wanted to show some level of commitment to Patrick Mahomes that turned him into that paid due deference to the superstar that he has become.
I think that's exactly right. And what's especially instructive here is the way that Andy Reid and Mahomes work together. I think Reid thinks he's found the perfect quarterback for the kind of offense that he wants to run. He keeps adding pieces for him, versatile, very fast downfield pieces that he can use to play at all the different levels offensively, knowing Mahomes has this innate ability to see things on different levels, to keep plays alive and see downfield, and most amazing arm that it's not the strength of the arm, it's his ability to get good throws off from almost any position, off balance, underhand, backwards, whatever. So they're a great fit. And looking at the problem, of course, with stories like that is that everybody rushes to get them out first. So you can't be sure of what the details are because everybody's being briefed by different people. But it appears that most of the contract comes in bonuses that are triggered at different times. So in effect, it will give them outs maybe every 2 or 3 years to escape the contract. And it possibly, I haven't seen the language of it, give Mahomes outs as well if he does want to go. So the actual salaries are small. The bonuses are much, much bigger. They are prorated against the contract, the length of the contract in terms of salary cap. And there's also two performance bonuses. Every year in the 10 years of the extension, he'll get $1.25 million if they win the AFC championship, and he'll get $1.25 million if he's the MVP of the league.
What are the chances, Mike, that Patrick Mahomes, not what are the chances, he's definitely going to transcend the sport, but at what point does that happen? It is already happening for him, obviously, with his Super Bowl ring. It's going to be pretty quick, you suspect. This contract is now perhaps a head-turning thing for many people around the world, many casual fans around the world. But it's also about the way he plays the game, the excitement that you get from watching Mahomes alone. Like, there is a chance that this guy becomes possibly one of the most famous faces the NFL has ever seen.
I think that's also absolutely correct. And I think you sort of saw it in their march to the Super Bowl and the playoffs in the Super Bowl. You got the feeling that Mahomes is going to be the next face of the NFL. He's a very affable young man. He's an attractive one, and he plays with the kind of highlight reel every week. It's kind of like, you know, the old days of the NBA and Sports Center and Michael Jordan. Let's show three dunks from tonight's game. Mahomes is almost guaranteed to make some kind of spectacular play, unusual play, special. It's a great face for the NFL, and of course, in America where money talks, Mahomes, I think, now becomes the marketable face of the NFL.
So he turns 25 in September. At what point do we expect him to peak? Is he currently operating at his peak? He's playing at an unbelievable level. But when it comes to quarterbacks, sometimes you kind of age like a fine wine.
I think his peak is still to come. And that's partly because they're still adding pieces for him. They drafted Brian Hilaire from LSU to sort of replace Kareem Hunt, who they lost 2 years ago as a multi-purpose explosive running back. Last year they drafted Mecole Hardman because they thought they might not have Tyreek Hill, although Hill unexplainably escaped suspension for the kind of thing that most players get suspended for in the NFL. Four explosive pieces. They'll probably have to find a long-term replacement for Travis Kelce. Their defense needs, obviously, to get them to Super Bowls, their defense needs to be strong, but they did a decent enough job last year. And, you know, I think his ceiling is probably pretty unlimited, given the way the team will be structured around him and the way he makes players better on that team.
The only one small caveat to a deal like this is, given the size of the deal, may mean that Andy Reid puts so much on his shoulders, and look, this is, you know, he's obviously very capable of dealing with it, but that, for example, they invest a little bit less in the offensive line. He gets hit a little bit more over the next couple of years as the money in his contract eats into the salary cap, especially if the salary cap comes down. If, for example, there's a truncated season, there's no fans allowed in stadiums, the income comes down, salary cap comes down, his number stays at the number that has been agreed, and so all of a sudden, they're looking at replacement level talent who are protecting him, and maybe that slows him down a little bit. But that's the only wrinkle in this whole deal.
Well, the other one is injury, of course. But because, like I said, because I think they've got these outs in the contract, they're only in for the guaranteed money. But the guaranteed money is huge, and if he gets a career ending injury, they'll still be on the hook vis-a-vis the salary cap for that. But Andy Reid is a very good manipulator of rosters. He was in Philadelphia as well, but he never had a quarterback with the talent of Patrick Mahomes. He would draft for the future. He would draft to build depth. He's not afraid to bring guys up within the system. And right now they have a pretty good offensive line. It's solid across and not particularly old. I think the cap will go down next year for the COVID reasons, but normally in the NFL the cap goes up every year, so that a 10-year deal like Mahomes right now, however you want to figure the average of it, and the average is sort of around just under $40 million, that's only $5 million more than Russell Wilson, and in 8 years, for example, it's probably going to be less than whoever the hot quarterback is in the league right then. So, you know, Mahomes gives away a little of that bargaining power in return for all this money up front that he, and basically lifetime security, beyond lifetime security. So I think in that sense, it's a pretty good deal. And I kind of applaud Andy Reid for being so creative and looking so far ahead and being decisive, you know, just saying, this is my guy, I want to keep him, and I will build around him as best I can. I just wish I had written my Chiefs preview next week instead of 3 weeks ago.
He's essentially guaranteed $275 million if things don't go very well. And if things go really well, he'll get $477 million. And if things go exceedingly well and he wins a load of Super Bowls, he'll make $500 million. And that's just from playing football. I think the other point here, when you throw all this money into one contract, the agents understand and the Chiefs understand that it creates, as you said, as Owen said, the whole world looking around going, whoa, I need to see this. And suddenly his marketability, because he's already rich, it's like the Kardashian effect where everybody wants, oh, these rich people, what are these rich people doing? Like his marketability has gone through the roof in the last 24 hours from where already was the most marketable athlete in America at the moment.
One of the wisest things that I ever heard in my life is nobody ever comps a poor man. The more money you have, the more stuff flows to you. And Mahomes now could go out and buy a small country if he felt like it and go live there. But I think the person this affects probably the worst is Jerry Jones, who probably fell off the top of his office when he saw the figures, and Dak Prescott's agents were running around high-fiving each other in their offices. But, you know, it's raised the bar for quarterbacks, and when you're on successful teams, it raises the bar for all the players on the team. You know, what Phil Jackson once called the disease of me. It, you know, everybody who plays on a championship team thinks in large part it's due to their efforts, and they then want more money. They wind up going on to other teams, and it becomes more difficult to keep your championship team together. But, you know, Reed is very much like Bill Belichick in the sense that he thinks long term, and with the exception of a couple of years and his failure to win the big one until last year, his Philadelphia teams, his Kansas City teams were always in contention. You know, he was able to maintain a pretty high level without having those really bad stretches of 2 or 3 years where you have to retool. He got in salary cap trouble once, and I think he learned a lesson from that. So, you know, I think we're in now the age of Mahomes, basically. When you spell Mahomes, that last S becomes a dollar sign.
Mike, I'm not sure if this is kind of correct to think this or not, but it does sometimes feel that there is still a little bit of a glass ceiling to be shattered from the NFL's perspective. That, I know, seems ridiculous given the amount of money, the amount of fame that is bestowed on this guy, on these guys, but like the Tiger Woods figure, the LeBron James / Michael Jordan figure, the Messi Ronaldo figure of the NFL, like if you pick that person, it's Tom Brady probably over the last couple of years, but there's still a sense that he's not on the aforementioned names level, and there possibly hasn't been an NFL player on that level. And I'm talking about pure fame here. I'm not talking about fortune or sporting success. Like, I'm not sure if you go along with that, that there is still an opportunity to inch into that level of true worldwide transcendent fame. And I know it's kind of like a similar point to earlier on, but perhaps this is the opportunity now for the league and for this player.
I'm sure they're aware of that. I think that, you know, your problem with American football is twofold. One is that it's not played at the high level around the world, like basketball is, for example. And the second one is that it's the ultimate team sport in the sense that you're dealing with, you know, a minimum of 22 different players who are contributing, plus special teams and bench and all of that kind of stuff. So it's harder for one player to dominate the game. And with basketball, as I said before, you were always assured that you would get something from Michael Jordan every game to put on your highlights show, to put on the news bulletins. In American football, you can't necessarily be assured of that, but Mahomes comes pretty close to be able to delivering that. And like I said, he's a very affable, presentable, articulate face for the game if he wants to be too. And I'm sure that won't escape the marketing people either in Kansas City or in New York, in the league offices. I think you could put a Mahomes highlight reel already and use that to sell NFL highlights around the world. You could say, look, this is what our game is about. And remember, you know, when it started in Britain in the early 80s, it was based on a highlight show, a program that aired on Sundays showing the previous Sunday's games. So they had a chance to take all the best out of what they showed. And that was part of the reason, along with running an opposite Antiques Roadshow and Songs of Praise, that the NFL got its original popularity. And it's only grown from there. So, you know, I think you're absolutely right. This is the best chance that they have had to have a really marketable single face for the league worldwide.
And when you think about it, he's in a tiny little market like Kansas. I mean, it's obviously not tiny, but it's not LA and it's not New York and it's not even Chicago. Like, when somebody emerges in those markets who is as good as Patrick Mahomes, that this contract is probably going to end up looking like good value. And if you're Lamar Jackson, you must be like, good man, Patrick. I like the money you just got.
Yeah, kind of like Dak. Now, remember, Kansas City's in Missouri, and it does have great barbecue. So that's something. I would be very leery. I would be really doubtful if Lamar Jackson were to get a 10-year deal. From Baltimore. And of course, he's still on his rookie contract. And Mahomes was on his rookie contract where they had taken up the fifth-year option and paid him more. So he's still on a small deal this year. It'll be a $23 million deal next year, I think. And then he goes into the 10-year contract. So Lamar Jackson's got two more years and three if they pick up the option before they have to deal with that. But, you know, given Lamar Jackson's game, and he's been really good at protecting himself. But, you know, the unstated thing is that any quarterback who runs a lot, like a running back, is going to be subject to the possibility of injury. And a 10-year deal might be something that's to consider for the Ravens.
I would happily, if I was Lamar Jackson, sign a shorter deal for...
It looks like I've frozen behind.
For more money. One last point, though, about that. That's the other kind of wrinkle in all this, is that obviously Mahomes came very close to being knocked out for the season when his knee bent back horribly in the middle of a game last year. He kind of came back out, I think, in that game, and then maybe missed one game and played almost immediately after that. So he's very tough, but equally, he is somebody who likes to get out of the pocket and run around and will get hit from time to time.
Yeah, and I think that toughness is what they're considering. You know, he was hurt. He's been hurt a couple of times. He's played hurt, and he's played effectively hurt, which is something that's hard for a quarterback to do. Now, you know, lots of quarterbacks do play with injuries that we're not really as aware of how severe they are, you know, especially the ones to the rib area ends up where when you're throwing it's hard to get that extension. We think more about leg injuries as being the stoppers, but I think the one thing they may well consider going into the future is that when they have a big lead in the game, that they might rest Mahomes and play a backup occasionally, you know, just to protect the investment and to prepare for the future. Although, you know, in 3 years, 4 years, Andy Reid is going to be trading his version of Jimmy Garoppolo for another team's first round draft choice somewhere, because he will draft a quarterback to develop. The guy will play one or two games when Mahomes is out. He'll do really well, but they've got Mahomes on a 10-year contract, so they won't be able to afford to keep him. So he will go on. I guarantee that.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's finally found his guy, and he's not going anywhere either. He could end up having three or four rings at the end of this, and his genius will be anointed by the fact that he ends up discovering and turning Patrick Mahomes into the dominant player of his generation. Mike, it's an incredible story. Thanks very much for giving us some of the details.
Hey, thanks, man. It's always good to talk to you.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.